President Trump today warned Iran that restarting its nuclear program will yield, quote, bigger problems than they've ever had before. And Trump called the nuclear accord with Iran insane. Trump has long been skeptical of the deal because it expires in 10 years and doesn't completely stop the country's ballistic missile program. He's hinted he could pull out of the Iran deal ahead of the deadline next month. The president made the comments at a meeting today with French President Emmanuel Macron, who's trying to convince President Trump to stick with the pact. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, welcome back.
Hey, Eric.
So what do you make of the president's strong comments again today about getting out of this Iran deal?
It's hard to know whether the president believes what he's saying or he's playing to a political base, because the reasons he gives for not liking the Iran deal sort of indicate that he doesn't really realize what went into this deal. The idea that they could have just had a bigger deal or a better deal that involved Iran's involvement in Hezbollah and Lebanon and in Syria if they had just worked a little harder at it. So the president continues to imply that he is going to not certify the deal on May 12th. He has to recertify it every few months. And he's doing this in the face of Iranian threats, that if he doesn't, there are going to be other problems.
Ratcheting up some tensions there. And the French president made the pitch for staying in the deal this morning, saying, you know, the goal was to, in his words, contain the Iranian presence for security and stability in the region. Ali, I guess I'm wondering, you know, American and European negotiators are working on a potential new Iran deal.
Yep.
What are some of the big changes being considered?
Well, a few things. Tehran's ballistic missiles are not included in the deal. It's one of the U.S.'s main concerns. And then again, the expanded Iranian presence. So while this deal imposed limitations on Iran's nuclear aspirations, the fact is Iran is in Yemen, Iran is in Lebanon with Hezbollah. It backs Hezbollah in its Israeli issues, and it's in Syria. It's backing the Assad regime. So America would like it to be a bigger deal, or at least Trump would like it to be a bigger deal. The Europeans are much more closely tied to this deal. They understand the dangers of getting out of it, and they also like the commercial activity that they do with Iran. Iran has 80 million people. It's an industrialized country. So what they're trying to discuss is the idea of amending the deal a little bit or improving it. But the Europeans are very, very worried, and they have not been able to impress on Donald Trump that getting out of this deal right now is not only problematic on its face, but it certainly is problematic in the face of a potential deal with North Korea. As soon as you get out of one deal and then you tell your potential negotiating partner that you're looking for a deal with them, they'll say, well, what's going to stop you from getting out of this one?
Right, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel comes to town to Washington on Friday to help make the case for keeping the deal. And Iran's foreign minister told NPR today that renegotiating, you know, would damage American credibility and open, in his words, a Pandora's box. Do you think the deal has a real chance?
Well, look, Iran, Iran's got big problems. Its inflation has just restarted. Iran, it gets a lot of its foreign money by exporting oil, something it was largely curbed from doing when the sanctions were in place, when the embargo was in place. So Iran has a lot to lose if it does this. But at the same time, Iran has got expansionist tendencies. It is operating outside of its own borders in the Middle East. But they have said that if this deal is canceled, Iran will consider getting out of the nuclear non-proliferation treaty, and that will open up a whole new Pandora's box. So this is going to be hard to see. We're going to be watching this until the end to see if this deal survives.
MSNBC's Ali Velshi, thanks for joining us.